The year 2012 is the 150th birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda. To commemorate this, Pradosham Group of Abu Dhabi has produced this audio disc, Mahanyasadi Mantraha. It is dedicated to Sri Ramakrishna Ashram at Mysore. In South India, there are different versions of Mahanyasa in vogue. In this rendering, the text is predominantly based on the book Mahanyasadi Mantraha, published by the Ramakrishna Ashram, Bengaluru. At a few places, depending on the need, the text has been picked up from other sources as well. Certain portions have been sourced from the book Sri Saswara Mahanyasadi Mantraha, published by Sri Sharada Vidya Pratishthana and Adhyatma Prachara Samiti. Bhagavan Bodhayana says, Na Rudro Rudramarchayet, meaning, one cannot worship Rudra without transforming himself into Rudra. The Archaka should realize that he himself is Rudra and then worship Rudra. Deho Devalayav Prokto Jivo Devas Sanatanaha Tyajed Ajnana Nirmalyam Soham Bhavena Pujayet. Our body is the temple and the Jiva in it is Sadashiva. It is with this realization one should get rid of his Ajnana and worship Rudra with a feeling that I am Rudra. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyamatma Nivedanam. There are 9 different forms of bhakti like Shravanam, Kirtanam, etc. One of them is Devatarchana. It is significant that in this elaborate process of Devatarchana, all the other 8 forms of bhakti are included in some form or the other. Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa used to attain superconscious state while worshipping Kalika Mate. In the process of offering flowers to Kalika Mate, sometimes he used to shower flowers on himself. Attaining this Advaita state is the intention of performing Devatarchana. Lord Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvidha bhajante man janah sukritino arjuna artho jignyasur arthaarthi jnanecha bharatarshabha udarah sarva evaite jnanetvaatmaiva me matam asthitasahi yuktaatma mamevanuttamangatim. 4 types of devotees of noble deeds worship me. The afflicted, the seeker of knowledge, the aspirant, and the Jnani, the man of wisdom. Indeed, all these are noble, but the Jnani is my very self. He has his mind and intellect merged in me and is firmly established in me alone, the highest goal. The behavior of Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, the preachings of Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, and the devotion-filled shlokas of Sri Shankaracharya are the very answers to the question, where is the place or the opportunity for bhakti in Advaita? What does Mahanyasa mean? Maha means elaborate or great, and Nyasa means purification. It is recited to purify the body, mind, and soul of all the impurities. It is a part of the methodology of chanting Sri Rudram on special occasions, such as Ekavara Rudram, Ekadasha Rudram, Shatarudram, Maharudram, and Atirudram. It invokes the deity of Sri Rudra in his many forms like Indra, Agni, Yama, Varuna, etc. in different angas of the one who chants. Such an invoking is done to seek the blessings of the Lord, and the devotee feels that he himself is Lord Rudra. The self-purification process is mandatory prior to the chanting of Sri Rudram during the special occasions, because the Shruti is emphatic in stating, Na Rudro Rudramarchayet, meaning that none can touch and worship the Shivalinga, which is sanctified, without one first becoming a Rudra. So, Rudra's features are invoked within the devotee for him to become Rudra, who can then commence the worship of the Shivalingam. Anganyasa, that is, nyasa involving Hridaya, Shiras, Shikha, Kavacha, Netra and Astra, and Karanyasa, that is nyasa involving fingers and palms of both hands, are the simplest forms of entering into any mantra sadhana. Mahanyasam is above all this. It carries the matrukas, the bijaksharas, to all the parts of the body, which then are assumed as the parts of the Lord Himself. Following this, he performs Abhisheka to Ishwaralinga while chanting Namaka and Chamaka. It is said that one of the mantras which is most liked by Lord Sadashiva is Sri Rudra. In this, there is an endless description of his immense powers, innumerable noble qualities, and many facets. Sri Rudra is flooded with an endless flow of words, as if to indicate that there are not enough words to describe his powers and qualities. There is a definite process for Mahanyasa: prostrate to Lord Rudra and perform Panchanga Rudra Nyasa and Panchamukha Nyasa to identify yourself with Lord Shiva, and in the process obtain his protection. In this way, the devotee immerses himself in Shiva Bhava, and Dashanga Rudranyasa further enhances this Shiva Bhava. Repeated chanting of Hamsa Gayatri enables him to identify himself completely with Lord Shiva. The associates of Lord Shiva, like Indra, are established in different directions, and they protect the devotee or the archaka through Diksamputa Nyasa. The entire process purifies all the elements of the body and makes him powerful and unconquerable. No evil spirit can disturb such an effulgent devotee. The chanting of Brahmatman with deep devotion and unwavering mind creates a feeling of performing a yajna like the Dashahotra. In this way, one attains a state where the self within the body has the power of ruling the body. Subsequently, chanting Shiva Sankalpam, Purusha Suktam, Uttara Narayanam, Apratiratha Mantram, Pratipurusha Mantram, Tvamagne Rudra Mantram, Panchanga Rudra Mantram further enhance the process of identifying oneself with Lord Shiva. With this unstinted devotion, the Archaka concludes with a Sashtanga Pranam to Lord Shiva, thus elevating the Archaka to a pure and perfect state to perform Puja and Rudrabhisheka to Lord Shiva. Bhogarthino mumukshorva prayaschittarthino piva Rudropanishadam muktva gatiranya navidyate. Shiva Purana very emphatically says that for all those who seek pardon for their sins, who aspire for comforts, who seek salvation, this Rudropanishad gives supreme results, and that no other way is as divine as this one. Through such an elaborate and deep meditation, the Archaka seeks salvation and wins over death. This is Dhyana, this is Yoga, this is Yajna, this is Jnana, this is the ultimate goal. Om Tat Sat.